Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 197, How to Get the Most Out of Premiums for Attorneys. In LNP 196, Linda Wilner shared tips on how to make a professional presentation to attorneys with an emphasis on how you use your voice. Let's take this topic one step further. Suppose you're invited to make a presentation to attorneys. I frequently get asked, what should I create as promotional materials? What should I pass out at a meeting of attorneys? I'm Pat Iyer, and in this edition of Iyer's Insights, you will discover the benefits of using premiums at an attorney presentation and my set of best practices for buying premiums for attorneys. Promotional materials, which I'm calling premiums, are products that have your business logo and or tagline on them. Attorneys use them, wear them, and give them away. This spreads word about your business. These premiums can be used in numerous ways, from sponsorships to gifts to surprise inclusions. Here are some benefits of giving away promotional materials. They expand brand recognition. Having people wear and use merchandise with your logo on it will increase the number of people who notice your brand. I found that attorneys loved computer bags with my company name and logo on it, and they proudly carried them around the exhibit area of a conference. Premiums are relatively low-cost advertising. TV advertising is beyond the reach of legal nurse consultants. Promotional products aren't that expensive when you consider the benefits. When I made presentations to attorneys, I always gave away two items at a minimum: an 8.5 by 11 inch lined pad with my name at the top and a list of the types of cases that we worked on at the bottom, and we gave away a two-headed pencil. The pencil became associated with our brand. Attorneys sought us out at conferences to get more pencils. Premiums are great business card replacements. If you really want to stand out at your next event, instead of handing out just business cards, hand out keychains, bookmarks, well-made pens, t-shirts, first aid kits, magnifying sheets, hats, golf balls, bumper stickers, or USB drives loaded with your company information. People will remember you because likely you're the only one doing it. People like touching something. In today's digital world, getting something that can be touched is a revelation. It feels good to touch something that's real instead of looking only at digital things. You no doubt played with stress balls or saw ones shaped like a heart or a brain. You remember them, don't you? I do. Attorneys keep promotional materials. When you give usable and targeted items to your audience, they will keep them and they will use them. This means that they will see the products and logos, maybe even daily, keeping you at the top of their mind. Attorneys recognize the expense associated with promotional items. When you have merchandise with your logo on it, to give it away or even for purchase, consumers think more highly of your brand. Think of all the branded items that you buy yourself. Today, due to less expensive manufacturing practices, you can get almost any type of product with your logo on it. You can brand everything from clothing to electronics. And I strongly recommend that you make sure that there's always room for your email address or your website or your phone number on anything that you give away, particularly your website. Premiums increase customer loyalty. This is another reason why there are benefits to giving them away. When they're given as surprises, or they're earned by sending you a certain number of cases, or dollars for services, they can greatly increase customer devotion. They feel special when you give them an extra gift. My customer loyalty reward program resulted in a lot of repeat business. The benefits of giving away promotional materials are almost unquantifiable. As small business owners, Legal Nurse consultants investigate other ways to get their message out other than paid ads. Premiums offer the business another way to accomplish brand recognition and increase sales. Before we continue with the show, I wanted to share a resource loaded with tips for developing powerful presentations. Get more in-depth knowledge about presentation techniques from my colleague Stephanie Scotti by investing in a webinar that she did with me, Pat Iyer, called Accelerate Powerful Presentation Strategies. Stephanie makes her living teaching presentation skills. She's part of the mastermind that I run for professional speakers. In this online training, Stephanie focuses on how to most effectively present your message. LNCs have so much to share with attorneys. When you're asked to make a presentation at a prospect or client's office or at an attorney conference, would you know the best way to begin? Would you know how to most effectively engage your audience, deliver your message, and connect with the decision makers? Would you like to master powerful presentation strategies that help you achieve relaxed self-confidence? Would you like to ace your presentation and gain more credibility and clients? Get the on-demand replay of this webinar at http://lnc.tips/accelerate. That link is http://lnc.tips/accelerate. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount off the price. Now I want to share best practices for using promotional material. Using promotional material to expand your Legal Nurse Consulting brand, as I said, is a very effective way of branding. It is a combination of branding and marketing. You want to promote your business, but you also want to ensure that the item reflects what your brand represents to the attorney. Number one, buy quality merchandise. Unless you want to project cheap to attorney customers, don't buy cheap stuff. You don't want them to throw it away. You want them to get use out of it for a long time so that they think of you when they do. I learned early on that cheap stick pens did not write well. They were worthless. When I watched an attorney pressing hard to get the ink to run and complaining about the pen, I knew I had made a mistake buying those pens. I had no complaints and many compliments about a high-quality pen that I used to replace the cheap ones. People loved that pen. The biggest mistake people do when buying promotional materials is to think there's a free ride. If you pick the cheapest priced items, you will get things that you cannot even use and no one else wants to use either. Number two, make it targeted. If your audience consists of attorneys who are golfers, buy golf merchandise. If your audience loves technology, buy promotional materials that reflect their love of tech. When you go to attorneys' offices, look at what's on their desks. Ask them what type of giveaways they appreciate. Point three, make it durable. You want to use the item. You want them to use the item that you're giving away. Otherwise, it's a waste of money. That means that you need to know what types of things they need or will use. For that reason, avoid consumable gifts. I include food, wine, candy, post-it notes. They all quickly disappear and they have no lasting value. Also consider the logistics. This is point number four. How heavy are the items? Attorneys loved my glass mugs and pads of paper. Transporting them required a cart because there was a limit to how much I could carry. I could give away no more than 24 mugs at one show because they were very heavy. How much storage do you have? Cases of premiums take up room. If your opportunities to distribute them are infrequent, you'll have a lot of items collecting dust. Fifth point is to work with a consultant or a sales rep for a promotions company. I found the sales reps could help me figure out what my audience would enjoy receiving and how to get them at the best price for the quality that I wanted. I also asked for samples so I could see and touch the item and judge how others might see it. The last point is give gifts to surprise your customers. I bet you remember unexpected gifts. When you have a long-term customer who has an anniversary, birthday, or some other life event, surprise them with a commemorative item of value that has your logo and information on it. Promotional items are a great way to brand your business and get your name known in the community. Plus, you get known as a generous business if you send unexpected and surprising gifts to your customers, subcontractors, and employees. One final point. I recommend that when you're making a presentation to a group of attorneys, that you lay out your materials at each person's seat ahead of time. That way you're ready to go when it's your time to present. Speak with confidence, know you have valuable material to share, and smile when you see your materials leave the room with the attorneys. And if there are items that people don't take with them, scoop them up and store them for another day. Someone else will want them. Once again, get great tips for polishing your presentations by investing in the online training contained in Accelerate. Go to http://lnc.tips/accelerate to obtain this online training today. That link is http://lnc.tips/accelerate. Be sure to check out the webinars, teleseminars, courses, and books at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. And explore coaching with me, Pat Iyer, at LNCAcademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, invest in the monthly webinars at LNCEU for two webinars each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.